Thinking about the end of fossil fuels futuristically also makes painfully clear that climate and energy are very different things. The people working in the twilight of the fossil fuel era will care about the Earth as much as we do, but they'll be struggling to live by tasking Earth's resources in new ways and will have to make that struggle their first priority. Their cost constraints will also be especially severe because they won't have cheap fossil fuel to fall back on anymore. They'll have to pay out of pocket for expensive decisions favoring the environment. The effect that has on behavior is unhappily familiar. Individuals passionate about improving the state of the world centuries in the future usually lose interest the moment one begins enumerating specific sacrifices they should make to accomplish the improvement, especially if those sacrifices involve disadvantaging their own children. It turns out that they were only interested in saving the world with someone else's money. Such attitudes, common now, will only become more common as fossil fuel supplies wane and competition for the necessities of life intensifies. We can thus expect the move to secure adequate energy supplies, when it eventually occurs, to be largely divorced from environmental concerns, or even at odds with them, because people will be putting their own needs first. Alternate energy, when it finally arrives, will not be green. Climate and the environment will thus continue to be problematic through the transition away from fossil fuels, notwithstanding the cessation of carbon dioxide buildup in the air and the plateauing of global temperature increases. The core problem, ever-increasing human demands on the Earth's resources, will still be present and may even have worsened. People of this future time will still want clean air and water, natural surroundings, large tracts of land kept wild, fisheries and forests kept healthy, and factories somewhere other than their backyards. They might not be able to have all these things, however, perhaps because the Earth is warmer, but mostly because these things will come at a cost in economic well-being for some, and because they'll be incompatible with large populations. Human burdens on the Earth are a specific case of burdens that plants and animals impose generally on their respective ecological niches. The Earth's limited ability to sustain such burdens is a major factor in the fight for survival, and thus the rise and fall of species over the span of geologic time. Even though the final outcome of the transition away from fossil fuels is likely to be positive, the transition itself could be terrible. It will be a major global event, like an ice age or a comet impact, not a mere budgeting shortfall or overcrowded highway that an act of Congress can whisk away. The present flow of crude oil out of the ground, the greatest since the oil age began, equals in one day the average flow of the Mississippi River past New Orleans in 13 minutes. If we add the energy equivalents of gas and coal to the calculation, it's 36 minutes. Although daring use of capital was essential for harvesting this abundance, it didn't put the abundance there in the first place and won't make the abundance reappear once it runs out. When it does, people won't merely be inconvenienced. Rather, the Earth's capacity to render up unimaginably large amounts of oil, gas, and coal on demand is a fundamental premise of modern industrial civilization. Without exception, all major cities in the world are too large to feed without the use of machines. Were energy supplies to fail catastrophically tomorrow, the great city as we know it would cease to exist, and most of us would starve. The decline and eventual exhaustion of fossil fuels is thus like the coming of winter to a people who have known only summer. What often occurs when humans compete for diminishing resources is military conflict. However, it's best not to dwell on that.